Welcome back to Sports Day. We're powered by Red Energy, Canstar's most trusted energy retailer, and for Wilson Homes. You can enjoy the Tassie summer in your brand new Wilson home. Well, it's not fun when it happens once in a show, but when it happens twice in a show, Jared, where you get left out of something,
yep.
I'm starting to feel, I mean, when Tall Tales, Chris Anstey's new book, arrived on your doorstep,
yes.
You were very excited. And I sat there at the front waiting for the courier for the next 3 days, thinking my copy.
Well, mine's an exclusive copy, but at the back, at the very end, under the personal signature, said, "When you've finished it, pass it on to Scoop."
Oh, right. Okay, we're sharing the same copy. Chris Anstey just happens to be on the line. Welcome, Chris.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. One of two things: we can either blame Australia Post, or we can look. It's amazing what happens when Jared found the time to drop a couple of beers in a couple of times.
I see. These things, if you giveth, you shall receiveth.
Hey, Chris, OKC and Josh Giddey, they got over Detroit today. They've been having a horror run prior to that. Giddey with 12 points. He's this young man is starting to make some real serious headlines in the US. How good can he be in your eyes?
Really, really good. I spoke on a podcast more than 12 months ago, and in my mind, he's Luka Doncic without that level of jump shot yet. He reads the game that well. He plays at the same sort of speed. His IQ's off the charts. His three-point shot is better in the NBA than what it was in the NBL. And look, there's not a direct correlation, but you look at what OKC did without him and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, his superstar teammate. They lost by 73 points just a few days ago, and just getting those guys back in the lineup, albeit against Detroit, who aren't a fantastic basketball team, but they're winning basketball games, and not many people expected them to do that this season.
Chris, it is amazing when you consider we've spent the last 3 to 4 years talking about a unique talent, a talent that comes along once a generation in Ben Simmons. And yet, all of a sudden, we're not talking about him anymore. His trials and tribulations aren't even on the radar right now because somebody else has come, which is a great lesson, I think. You get your time in the sport. Someone is always coming behind you. It's up to you what you want to do with your time.
Yeah, and then look, just to compare, I suppose, but Josh is the most humble, student of the game. He's just an incredible kid. He's the youngest player in the NBA, and he's just got a wise head on old shoulders. And look, he comes from a great basketball pedigree, as Ben Simmons does. But, I just think we're speaking about the future of Australian basketball.
Yep.
We can't wait to see him put on a Boomers uniform in 3 years' time. We can't wait to see what he does in the NBA. But, there are a few eyebrows raised when he got drafted at number 6, and not many people were sold, but very few aren't now. And he's really high up in every statistical category across rookies in the NBA. And he'll be in the conversation. I don't think he'll win it, but for Rookie of the Year in the NBA, and for a kid who's so young, I mean, let's just sit back and enjoy Josh Giddey's journey because it's going to be special.
So, Chris, can I ask you, from someone who just watches it on a social aspect, everyone that I've been reading from in the US has talked about how good Josh's passing game is. Now, is that because there aren't that many good passers in the NBA? And I guess, dumber question, what makes a good passer and why does he have this skill?
The ability to throw pinpoint quick passes off both hands, off the dribble. I'll tell you what, I was fortunate to coach Josh at an under 20 national championship. So I was around him for probably a month. And the very first time he walked into he missed the first few sessions. The very first time he walked into the court, you could tell he had that swagger, that strut, that he had that self-belief and confidence. And, when then he warmed up, I thought, he's pretty lackadaisical. I've heard good things. And then the game started. And the very first possession, one of our teammates pressured him down the floor, and he went from slow motion to explosively quick on one crossover dribble. And he threw a left-handed cross-court pass to our best shooter that hit him right on the numbers that I reckon only 3 or 4 players in the world could have thrown. And I happened to be standing there looking at Darryl McDonald, who I played with and I consider one of the best passers in Australian basketball history. And we just looked at each other and eyes wide open, didn't say a word, but just that you could just tell how special he was. And what we're starting to see with so many games in the NBA is how often he can do that. And he actually gets a chance to express himself more. 82 games in a season over there compared to 32 here. It's just, he's just so much fun, and he makes people around him better. And, you know, I mentioned Luka Doncic. I was fortunate to play with Steve Nash, who was someone who just made teammates around him better and was an incredible human being. And I think Josh Giddey has the potential to be just like Steve Nash.
Wow.
So what do you think he...
What a story.
What do you think he has not got a jump shot, or he just hasn't got quite as good a jump shot? I would have thought that's what you
have
do
you
when you...
Dad?
Say again?
Have you seen his dad's jump shot?
No, I haven't.
Warwick Giddey's got the inevitable record of never making a three-point shot in a 15-odd year NBL career. It looks like he's having a conniption when he shoots. But
so it's genetically linked.
Yeah, maybe. But I'll tell you, the smartest thing he did, and again, one of the great things about being around, and his mum was a WNBL player as well, Kim, but they recognized that with the 12 months he was here in the NBL, and you wouldn't pick a better shooting coach than to surround himself with than Andrew Gaze. So he spent time working on his jump shot with Andrew Gaze. He spent time working on his ball handling with Darryl McDonald, and they've been really, really smart in surrounding Josh with the best that Australian basketball's got to offer. And I think that's been or made some small positive difference as well to how quickly he's been able to do well in the NBA.
So, Chris, are the OKC going to have a big fight on their hands, keeping hold of this guy?
Oh, look, he'll have his four-year rookie deal. And if, yeah, I'm guessing, of course, and in small markets like OKC traditionally struggle to keep superstars. I mean, infamously, they've lost James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Russell. Oh, there's one more. But look, Josh is not that kind of person, I don't think. And I'd like to think that if they do the right thing by him and the franchise is achieving success in 2 or 3 years' time, I'd love to see him do what's probably more common in Australian sport and become as close to a one club player as he can. But I'd love to see him stay there.
Are there clubs, though, that just simply can't win the championship?
Yeah, each year you have some. You'd probably count the teams who could win it this year on two hands, but, you know, it changes very quickly.
Right.
It wasn't that long ago that the Western Conference was a powerhouse and the Eastern Conference was struggling to keep up. That's flipped. OKC have so many draft picks coming up over the next 2 or 3 years, and the ability to bring in a superstar to put next to their young talent. So I think they have the potential to be very good very quickly now, knowing that they'll have, you know, 2 or 3 really good young kids that they're not paying a lot of money to in year 2 and 3. So fingers crossed they bring a superstar in to go with their draft picks.
Great to chat, Chris. Looking forward to reading the book.
Thanks, gents.
Chris Antier, Aussie basketball great. Tall Tales is the name of the book. Go out and grab it. Watch every NBL game live on ESPN. You can get it via KO or Foxtel or on the ESPN app. We're going to wrap up sports after this.